1077 The Island, your station for one great song after another. Good Tuesday morning. Your adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals and Robin Mays making her way into the building, bringing a small amount of chaos.
It's okay.
A small amount.
Yes, yes.
How are you?
Hi, Cuba.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Yes. I hear heavy breathing.
Yeah. Oh, that's
this
me.
This is Laura.
Who did you bring with you?
We got Kira, beautiful Kira.
And Kira's lovely attendant is Kelly.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Her chaperone.
Kelly, thanks for coming.
Her beautiful chaperone.
How did we do on Saturday?
We did really well. The final numbers aren't in yet, but, you know, my goal, I don't think we talked about my goal. My goal was 5,000, and I thought, okay, that's really lofty. I feel like we're going to be really close.
Oh,
that's fantastic.
Nice.
Which would be amazing to be able to do that.
Well, you know, who padded that donation was the three little girls that were making the lemonade.
Right.
That was good lemonade.
They did really well.
That's awesome.
And they're so stinking cute.
Yeah. No, that was a good, I could see where this can be a yearly thing.
We had so many positive comments, and we were already making a list of, hey, maybe we should try this next year, or what could we do different next year? But it was our first shot at it, so I thought, you know, right out of the gate, it was not too darn bad.
That's fantastic. I like the whole neighbors.
Yes.
So there was a big area, really, where we could hang out.
And you could, if you did not want to walk down, because it got a little warmish, if you did not want to walk down, you could probably drive or just...
I'll get that for you.
No, let me get that.
I think next year, a Ferris wheel.
A Ferris wheel and a bouncy house?
And a bouncy house.
A bouncy house would be cool. And
funnel cake. To make it feel...
Oh, yeah. Funnel cake and elephant ears.
Make it feel a little more festive, that's all.
Maybe what are those stuffed pickles?
Those cucumbers?
Cucumbers.
I never got one of those. Yeah.
I did not, but I heard rave reviews for that.
Hi. Yeah, me too.
Hi.
All right, let's talk about Kira. She has been here before.
She's been here multiple times before.
Yeah.
Because this dog reminds Laura of her own.
Yes, yeah. This is a 100% crackhead. And she is just a beauty and a lover beyond all recognition. She's black with a white apron and little white toe paws and a tongue that never ends.
She has a happy face.
She's very much a people pleaser.
And look at how well behaved she is.
She absolutely loves people.
Yes.
Hi, buddy.
She's been a challenge.
Hi.
She's been with us over a year. She was surrendered over a year ago when the people moved. It's been hard on her.
Oh, but she's so good.
Because she was so young. Mm-hmm. But sitting in a kennel for that long. But like I said, we have amazing volunteers. Kelly, of course, has been getting her out and now is.
Thank you, Kelly.
Kelly has made her blossom.
Yes. Yes. Thank you. Look. Thank you, Kelly.
She loves Kelly. Look at her giving you big hugs. Oh,
But she I mean, is. And you saw them Saturday, everybody wearing the VCA shirt are a lot of our volunteers. And because of them, we can keep doing what we're doing and keeping dogs like Kira safe and Marley safe and Red safe.
You know what's
and Sasha. Sasha was such a good girl.
You know what's confusing in my brain is I enjoy the fact that I know these animals, but the fact that I know them means they're not getting adopted.
Right.
Like I recognize Sasha and I see Frank and Kira. And what would be better in this scenario is if I didn't get to know them.
Right. And when you get to know them like we do, it's difficult to keep seeing them. And you hope that when the application comes in there, it's as good as, you know, which we haven't even posted yet. And I forgot to tell you that Misty and Maggie got adopted on Friday, our two Yorkies. So that was difficult. And that took time because it's a bonded pair and they aren't puppies. They're a little bit older, but they found a phenomenal home. So I know they're out there. It's just they need to find us. So we're putting the word out more and finding ways for the Kiras and the Marleys and the Franks to get out more.
Mm. Voice for Companion Animals is a nonprofit based out of GI striving to keep pets in their home with their caring owners. But they also have amazing pets available for adoption. to the tune of a pretty full shelter there. See pictures of Kira on 1077theisland.com. Very quickly, I want to share a story with you. Over the 4th of July weekend, a cat slipped out of her harness while she was vacationing in Florida. 2 months later, thanks to a microchip, 900 miles away, they found this cat. They got her home. More, if you need any more reason to chip your animals.
Chip your husband, chip your kids.
Get them chipped.
Chip my car keys.
Well, and Grand Island Vet Hospital did microchipping. And I believe based on the box that I saw, because it was a box of 25, there was like 3 left.
Oh, wow.
So that means there's over 20 animals that now have ID.
Yes.
If they get lost, that's awesome.
That's how you find them.
That is a little bit, that's more popular than I thought it was going to be that day. And nail trims was really popular.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All of your animals are chipped.
All of our animals are chipped.
All of my animals are chipped.
Find out more, 402-527-8228. This portion of the huge broadcast brought to you by Pro Team Design. We got rid of a lot of Pro Team Design t-shirts.
Yeah, we did. Let's get you chipped, Steve, in case we lose you.
You wouldn't have to track me. I'm either here or I'm at home. Or Hy-Vee. It's really a...
Or Pump and Pantry.
But what if you wander off?
Pump and Pantry.
What if somebody leaves the gate open?
Freedom.
All right. I'm feeling like the segment's over now. Let's leave it there, Robin. Thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you for your support.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
Hanging with us on Saturday, which hopefully you guys had fun. It looked like you were.
Oh, I did. I had a great time.
I'll do that anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
The following statement is true. The preceding statement was false.
Waking up with Fran's Man One Man Party in the morning on the island.